This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out again on Old Dan at this time, bringing you God's message that he lays on our heart. And we're looking at a study on demon possession, demons and demon spirits, and all related subjects. And the Lord has laid these things on my heart because we're living in a day, my friend, when we have been overtaken, overrun by Satan, by demon spirits, by those things, those cults, and all are being led, and a perversion is on there, racked and ruined our homes and our places of worship, where perversion has taken place there under the leadership of Satan, my friend. And the Old Trailblazer is going to be true to your soul. As the old fellow said, if it takes a hide off, we're going to tell the truth. But this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, just Old Trailblazer. Many of you folks have heard me now for years, and I don't have an axe to grind. All I'm doing is giving out God's word. And he led me by the Holy Spirit to pick up these studies and bring them to you in simplicity that you might not be deceived. People think everything of a religious nature is of God. No. Much of it is of Satan, my friend, perverted by the god of this world, Satan. And I tell you, I don't know how to make it any plainer than what we're doing now. But if you would, if you just listen and keep an open mind, if you would, and then pray for me. Would you just pray for the Old Trailblazer? I need your prayers. It's a battle that we're fighting, my friend. It's a battle. The flesh is weak, and Satan is the prince and the power of this air. And we bring you these studies. But we want to look today. In our last study, we saw there how demon spirits operate, how they take over the minds of individuals. And we see the activity there of everywhere you turn, on the television, on the radio, on the television, and in the internet. You see those things. But at this time, we're going to look at Satan's kingdom. Did you know Satan has a kingdom? We're going to look there. Let's notice their organization under Satan. In Matthew 12:26, this is God's word, my friend. Not the Old Trailblazer. I don't just dream this up and tell it. This is God's word. We find these words there in Matthew 12:26. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall his kingdom then stand? We see here from these words that Satan has a kingdom over which he rules. Now, my friend, don't close your mind to the truth, to the gospel. Keep an open mind. Will you do that? Satan is called the prince of this world. Three times in the Gospel of John, he is called the prince of the power of the air. In Ephesians 2:2, he is called the god of this world. In 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, now let's turn there to Ephesians. Let's look at Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, or host of wicked spirit. Now, my friend, the Old Trailblazer is not ignorant of the devices of Satan. I know whom I'm battling. I know that he wrestles. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's not man that we're wrestling with. Man is empowered and taken over by Satan in many times. But we're wrestling with the prince and the power of this air. And here I come to this little old studio of mine to take issue with Satan. Do you believe he's happy? Do you believe he's contented to just let me stand, let me go? That things will all run hokey-dokey, no problem? No, sir. No, sir. Satan stays right here in this little studio while I'm bringing you these messages, sitting on my shoulder, on my little table here where my microphone is. And he's saying, pipe down. Slow down, Trailblazer. Don't be so harsh. Don't be so cruel. You don't have to do all of that. Bring a smooth message. We see here in these verses such word as principalities and powers and rulers. This speaks of a great organized kingdom. I wish our folks could just grasp what we're battling with in Satan's territory, what we're battling with. He's a prince in the power of the air, my friend. He's a prince in the power of this world. We speak of an organized kingdom, host of wicked spirits, and over which Satan is a ruler. And they are all directly under his control to do his bidding. Multitudes are at his disposal to perform his every command. Now, my friend, that's mind-boggling, is it? That's the reason I want you to get this little book that I'm advertising now, The Spirit World by Larkin. It's a gracious book, my friend. It's a gracious book, and it goes into detail that I never could have imagined. I've read it and reread it, but I want you to get it. The Spirit World by Larkin, and I made you this offer in our last study. If you take it, go get it and read it, and you tell me that you are not satisfied, I'll send you money back. No questions asked. I'll send you the money back. Just no questions asked. And along with that, free, I'll send you several booklets by the late Pastor Shelton along the same line, of entitled Satan, the Old Demon, and then The Trail of the Serpent, and a related subject. I'll send you those free and postpaid. But multitudes today, you look out on the religious world today, and I mentioned this in a study or two before, we're looking at this prosperity ministry. That's all demon-led. That's all demon-led, my friend. You look at all this so-called faith healing. That's demon-led. You look at all this speaking in tongues. That's demon-led, my friend. None of those things are of God. Multitudes are at His disposal. They're all of one accord in their purpose, and that is they're against God. They hate God. They hate the Word of God. They hate God's man, they hate the truth, and their aim is to defeat God's purpose in the heart of man. Listen now, if you remember well, when Satan was found with iniquity in his heart, he had said, I will be like God. Go there and read those verses. I'll try to get the scriptures and give them to you. He said, I will be like God. Satan's aim has never been changed. And when Satan was, he was the highest created being in heaven. He was led the angels in worship. And when he was cast out of heaven, he lost not one ounce of his power or his prestige. He still goes about as a roaring lion, thinking and knowing and believing that one day he will sit on the throne of God. Now, my friend, that's his purpose. Satan's not in hell. I always thought when I was a kid coming up, young person, well, Satan's in hell with all. No, no. Satan is not in hell where many think he is. He's a ruler and the prince of the power of the air. Therefore, his headquarters are in the stratosphere. That's between here and heaven. And there, from there, he directs the affairs of his kingdom through fallen angels, demon spirits, and unsaved individuals. Now, did you know that every time you come to pray, that your prayer has to go through the stratosphere, and that Satan is always there to try to buffet your prayers to keep them from going up? Would you, when you pray, ask the Lord, Lord, make a way that Satan will be bound down, that he can't thwart the prayers of God's people? You think the old trailblazers being foolish? No, sir. Satan is a real individual, the prince and the power of the air. And his purpose is to sit on the throne of God. And we'll see much more about that as we go on. Now, what is the work? What is the work of demon spirits? You say, well, Satan has demon spirits. What is their purpose? What is their work? Demon spirits enter into man and make their abode there, waiting their final doom in the lake of fire. When once they take possession of an individual, they come and go at their own will. This is the truth set forth there in Matthew 12:43-45. But let me go back and mention there in the study there on the man of in Gadara, the man there in the tombs, he was demon-possessed. He had a legion. I don't know how many a legion is, but it's a lot. I may look that up so I can tell you. He was in the tombs there, in the graveyard, when the Lord accosted him. And the Lord opened his heart and opened his mind and released him from that bunch of devils. And they went out, and they cried unto the Lord to not send them into the water, into the ocean or the lake, but send them into the herd of swine that was grazing there on the side of the hill. And the Lord commanded them to go into those. And my friend, you think all of that is malarkey, as folks say? No, sir. That happened. That man was possessed with a legion of devils. He tore himself. He tore his clothes. He could not be bound with chains and fetters. But listen, let's look now at Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then saith he, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and take with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, my friend, this is God's word I'm bringing you. Demons are real, my friend. The reality of demons. And we just want to close our eyes and go on and make out like we don't believe all of that. And yet, it's real. Just as real as you and I are real. Then it's the purpose of the demon to keep that individual's mind blinded. The scripture says, blinded by the god of this world, and that's Satan. Oh, if Satan can accomplish keeping you blinded to where the truth can't. Did you know you never get saved? The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But did you know you never get saved unless you hear the truth? And if Satan can keep your mind, there's all sorts of ways he does it. First, keep you occupied with the things of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Then, if that's not his strong suit, he keep you occupied with your business, your job, or your home, or your activities. Just keep your mind blinded to where you never think about your soul. Let me ask you, folks, you ever think about your soul? The old trailblazer has a reputation of asking folks, where are you going to spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? So I asked you that today. Where are you going to spend eternity? Let's just spend the rest of our time. Are you going to go through this life living a high up in time and then die and go to hell? Do you ever think about your soul, my friend? No matter what you think of the old trailblazer or anybody else, you have a soul that's going to live on throughout eternity. And there's a way that it can be saved. But are you ever think about it? Do you ever ask the Lord to reveal your heart to yourself so that you might cry unto the Lord? No man cries out after the righteousness of God until he sees himself as a sinner, as a poor old sinner. And have you ever done that? Or are you just so blinded by the god of this world, thinking that all is well? All is well. I've visited people in the hospital whom I had no clue, never heard any reason to think they're saved or anything. And they say, well, Trailblazer, I'm all right. Don't worry about me, Trailblazer. I'm all right. And standing on the edge of hell. My friend, is that you this morning? Old trucker out there on the highway, are you going down the road thinking you're saved and no problem? Never think about your soul. Never think about that Satan is a god of this world. Never think about those things. Would you stop over there on the edge of the road somewhere in a wayside park and ask the Lord to show you? Stay there and listen to the old trailblazer. And tune in next time. We'll be here next day, next time. Same station, same time. Remember, my mailing address is the old trailblazer. Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, you go there to my website, you can find out much about the old trailblazer. It's radiomissions.org. And then sit down and write me or email me, and I'll send you that book on the spirit world. I'll send it to you, put it on your credit card, send you a bill for it, whichever you like. But remember, the old trailblazer loves your soul. That's what I'm here for, bringing you God's message day after day. Praying that the Lord will awaken you to your lost condition, that you may turn to the Lord before it's too late.